Hi, this is Jeanette. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Harmony Bennett.
Okay, you can go ahead and send Harmony over.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Harmony.
Hello.
Hi. My name's Jeanette, and we're speaking on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Great. Thank you for asking. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depot Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And have you already gotten an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you have not signed legal or have not signed any documents retaining an attorney regarding the Depot Provera lawsuit?
Correct.
Okay. And is this claim on behalf of yourself or a family member who is affected by Depot Provera?
Myself.
Okay.
Myself.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depot Provera for at least 1 year?
Unfortunately, yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. When were you first diagnosed with a meningioma?
I was diagnosed with meningioma. I would say, 1 second, let me pull over, I'm driving.
Okay.
Let me give you my undivided attention. Let me slow it down. Let me get over real fast.
Okay, ma'am?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, yeah. So I was diagnosed September
20th, 2023. Okay. And then just in case we get disconnected, I have your phone number as 614-972-5090.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is this a cell phone, I'm assuming?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
March 2nd, 1995.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depot Provera?
Not that I know of, but I know friends who have been on it. I don't know if they've had any troubles like I did since it's been so long.
Yeah. Okay. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depot Provera?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you use Depot Provera for at least 1 year minimum, which is the equivalent of 4 injections in 1 year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use Depot Provera between the years of 1992 to the present year, 2024?
Yes.
Okay. When did you first
start? I started
in
2013.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, well, that's funny. 2013, February.
February 2013. Is it okay if I just put a placeholder as February 1st? Or do you recall the date?
Yeah, so, yeah, because I remember it was my senior year.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can put February, because I don't want to give you the inaccurate date of what, you know, day it was.
Yeah, that's okay. They'll pull medical records to verify.
Okay.
Plus, you'll have been prescribed it, so that should be all in those medical records. Just to the best of your memory. And when did you stop taking Depot Provera?
April 2022. I'd say probably like the second week.
Okay. Okay, so around April 14th or April 10th.
Yeah, 2022.
Okay. 2022. Okay. Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And how do I spell your first name?
Harmony.
Okay. And then I have your last name spelt here, Bennett.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a suffix to your name or none?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a suffix to your name, like junior, senior, the second, third, or no suffix? Okay. Thank you.
No suffix at all.
Okay. And then for the purpose of pulling medical records, what is your social?
Do I have to give that? Is there another way? I don't really feel comfortable.
We can do the last four. Because they need it to pull medical records. The last four is sufficient, but the attorneys might call and request the full. But for right now, we can do the last four.
Okay, I'm not really comfortable giving out my social. If they do need more, I don't mind providing documents or anything in that nature.
Okay. And are you comfortable with giving the last four at least?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Unfortunately, then I can't, because I can't send the retainer without it. So I would need the last four to continue.
Of my social to continue?
Yeah.
Well, can I just ask maybe what my husband thinks, maybe just get advice from him?
Absolutely.
To see before, like, I just do that. I just never been, like, asked this, and I've never done, you know, a lawsuit before, so I just don't want to, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give out such personal information.
Absolutely, and yeah, it is standard because they want to, not everyone qualifies, so they want to make sure that you also.
Now, when I do talk to my husband, am I able to give a phone call back, or how does
I can send you a text message from my desk number. Feel free to give me a call. I'm happy to continue the conversation. My name is Jeanette.
Okay, Jeanette. Okay. Thank you, Jeanette.
Of course, you have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.